From Milieu Media Group, this is Yay Go Sports, a sports show for people who've only ever used fish hooks to hang Christmas ornaments. I'm your host, Luke Bronner, and this is our fishing primer, my nephew, J.W. Bronner. Hello, friends. Welcome again to Yay Go Sports. I'm your host, Luke Bronner. With me again today is my adorable and sweet 11-year-old nephew, J.W. Bronner. J.W., welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. It's really fun to see you with a mic in your face. So we had you on last time. We talked about
the
basketball.
Crossover.
We talked about the crossover in basketball. Yeah, and you told us who you liked and told us you're working on that move. Today, we're going to shift gears a little bit. I'm going to have you introduce a new sport for us, okay?
Yes, sir.
So you're calling me sir again.
I'm sorry.
Today, we're going to talk about fishing. Okay, which
yes.
I would have never considered an actual sport, but according to you, it is.
So, it is.
And you seem to be quite the fisherman, right?
Yes, I fish a lot.
You love fishing?
I love fishing.
What do you like to fish for?
Bass, crappie, and carp.
Bass, crappie, and carp. Okay.
Yes, sir.
So here's my question for you.
Yeah.
So I'm never going to be a fisherman.
Yeah.
Not ever. I'm vegetarian. I don't eat fish. I don't like hurting things. I would never be a fisherman. But if I were going to go fishing, and I'm not. If I were going to go fishing, what equipment would I need to go fishing? And we're talking about the kind of fishing you do. So we're not talking about going out in the ocean. We're talking about like at the lake. If I wanted to go do like real fisherman fishing, what do I need?
Well, for bass, for the spring season, when they're on their beds, you're going to want to use...
On their beds. What do you mean by that?
When they're laying eggs. So they'll fan out sand and make basically a little... divot in the sand or the bottom of the lake, and they'll lay their eggs there and they'll protect. So there you want to use a moving bait and
mimic. A moving bait meaning?
Like a crawfish or a small fish that would try to eat their
fry. So that you can kill more than one animal. I understand.
Yes. Okay. So a jig is perfect for that.
And what is a jig?
It's basically either a jig head, which is like a weight with a hook in it, and you can put a worm on it, like an artificial worm or a live worm.
Like a gummy worm, maybe?
No. You can try it out, but I don't think you'll catch anything. But, like, you can use a crawfish, which it's just a plastic mold of crawfish.
Okay, so it's not an actual animal.
Yeah, it's not an actual.
Perfect.
I mean, you could use an actual animal.
I would never.
Okay. And so that's perfect for the spring season. And then...
So I just throw that in the water?
No. Okay. So when using a jig, you're going to cast it out by a bed or in shallower water. And you're going to let it sink for about 5 seconds and then kind of just pop it up just a little bit.
Okay. I think you're missing maybe the most important piece of equipment. I'm just going to help you out, okay?
A fishing rod.
A fishing rod.
Yes.
Okay. So I need some sort of fishing rod. And I've got some sort of bait on the end of it.
Yes.
Okay. That's moving. You said moving bait?
For the spring spawning
For the spring,
season.
Never for the fall.
I mean, yes, you can do the... But I'm talking about like spring breeding season.
Okay. So just throw it in the water?
No.
I mean, cast it into the water?
Cast it in the water. You can use any type of rod or reel as long as you can get the bait in the water. And like I said, you let it sink and then... For about 5 seconds, and then you pop it up, and so it mimics it like floating up. And if you're using your craw, you're gonna put it on backwards.
Using a what?
A crawfish.
Crawfish, okay.
Yeah. So you're gonna put it on, like, the tail would be on the jig side, because they go backwards. They move backwards.
Okay.
So you're just gonna pop it up, and it's gonna go by the bed, and then the bass are gonna either try to eat it. Or they're just, it's going to be a reaction strike to protect its fry.
To protect its what?
Fry. Like its eggs.
Fry. Okay. So we're just talking gear right now. So I need some sort of plastic crawfish and a fishing rod.
Yes.
Okay. And that's it? That's all I need to go fishing?
No. Line, obviously.
Okay.
Good line when you're throwing a jig is probably like 15 pound test just to make sure.
15 what?
Pound test.
Pound test. Okay.
15-pound line.
Okay. And so that just means I can catch a 15-pound fish with it?
No. I mean, you can catch probably a 35-pound fish on it. You just have to play smart and set your drag good.
Set my drag good. Okay, so there's going to be a lot of technique we're going to have to discuss because you're using a lot of terminology I don't know.
Okay.
But we won't get into that right now. So I need line, rod, and something to cast into the water.
Yes, sir.
That is hopefully not, don't call me sir, that is hopefully not a live animal that I'm killing.
Yes.
Okay. And so that you said that's for the spring, though. What's the other season? Is fall the other season?
Well, in the mornings of fall, you want to use topwater, like a popper. So it's basically just mimics a hurt fish or shad, which is a type of bait fish at the surface.
Okay.
Feeding. And it has a little divot in the front, and you reel it, and then you'll pop it, and water will come up, and the fish will come out of the water and eat the bait. And then a good moving bait under the water for the fall-winter season is a jerkbait. It's a lot like a crankbait, just longer.
I don't know what a crankbait is. What's a crankbait?
Okay, a crankbait has a lip on the front, and it's a plastic piece that makes it move in the water and makes it have a certain depth. Like there's ones that are like right under the surface and ones that go 35 feet underwater.
And what's it called again?
That is called a crankbait.
A crankbait.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I assume I still need the same, like I need a rod, I need line.
A reel.
All of that I just consider part of the rod. I mean, that's just all. I need a fishing pole.
Yes.
I think that's about five times now that I've told you. You don't have to call me sir.
I'm sorry.
You've never once in your life, without a microphone in your face, called me sir until today.
I'm trying to be respectful.
You can just be normal. Be your normal, disrespectful self. Okay, so rod, reel, and some sort of bait. That's generally it for any time I'm going fishing.
Anytime.
Okay. I think that's all I need for today.
Yes.
We clearly have lots of fishing technique to discuss in the future, so we'll definitely have you back on.
Yes.
Thank you so much for your help today.
You're welcome.
All right, we'll see you next time. Yay Go Sports is produced, edited, and mixed by me, Luke Bronner. Our artwork is by Heather Hale. Our theme music is by Josh Moore. This episode was sponsored in part by Audible Books. For a 30-day free trial, including one free audiobook, visit audibletrial.com/yaygosports. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Yay Go Sports. And do us a favor and rate and review this show in Apple Podcasts. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll see you next time.